planting progress remains varied around the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. USDA's crop progress report won't be out until this afternoon, delayed one day because of the Memorial Day holiday. But we can check progress around the state with the farmers we've been following throughout the planting season on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday. Let's start in West Central Indiana, where Ryan Rippey has been done planting now for a couple of weeks, but he had some very important business to take care of to start this week.
After watching the Indy 500, the kids challenged me to a Mario Kart Grand Prix. I won't say who won this morning, but I'll say that Alex Pelot and I might have more in common than you might think. Getting ready to head out and look at the later planted corn and soybeans on our farm. Just make sure that the stands established good with the hopes that everything's looking good and we can get both the corn and bean planters dropped and cleaned up and put away later on in the week. Also planning on starting post-herbicide applications on corn, hopefully tomorrow.
As we head east to Delaware County, Jenna Scott explains that they've been doing more than just planting crops on Cox Farms in Gaston, Indiana.
We were fortunate to get our corn crop in before the rains put us back out of the field with only about 5% of our beans planted. But we took that opportunity to host Director Don Lamb here at our greenhouses, where he took a look at the devastation we experienced after the April 2nd tornado we had, and talked to us a little bit about how our greenhouses provide plants for producers throughout the Midwest and how we impact Indiana's agriculture landscape. We were happy to host him and speak about the challenges that row cropping farmers experience as well as specialty farmers experience, and we're happy to have good conversations with him. We're hoping to get back into the fields today and get a lot of our soybeans done, but we'll see how it dries up. Hopefully this week will be good to us and we can get a lot done.
Denise Scarborough is in northwest Indiana's LaPorte County, where their commercial corn and soybeans have all been planted.
We were very blessed last week and received about an inch of rain that was very much needed, so it gave us a little time off in the fields, but we are back at it this weekend, trying to get some male and female rows of seed corn planted and hopefully wrap things up within the next week or two.
And last but not least, let's head south to DuBois County. Ferdinand, Indiana is where we find J.R. Raisner, where he and others have been feeling a bit behind.
This past week, we did have some more rain that kept us out of the field until late in the week. We were able to get back in the field over the weekend here. We are getting close to finishing planting. Hopefully a few more days and we will have planting wrapped up. We also began side dressing and nitrogen on the corn and also doing a little bit of post-spraying. Crops here look pretty good for the most part that are up. Just hopefully we continue to get good weather throughout the growing season.
We're certainly hoping for that too, JR. You can be sure to follow Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast at HoosierAgToday.com. And you heard Ryan mention it, Alex Pelot, the big winner of the Indy 500, and he took that big swig of milk at the end of the race in Victory Circle from Abby Herr, Indiana dairy farmer. Here's what he had to say about it.
I have to tell you, it was the best milk I've ever had. It was super sweet. I don't know if they put anything in it, but it tastes so well.
For the Spaniard Pelot, he decided to drink the milk instead of pour it all over himself. He even shared some with his wife and daughter. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.